I'm joined today by best-selling author Kristen Heitzman to learn more about her newest book, Indelible. Kristen is the author of two historical fiction series and 11 contemporary romantic suspense novels, including Indivisible. Hi, Kristen. Great to be with you today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, tell me, Kristen, you're the writer of nearly 20 novels. What would you want readers to know about your recent novels, 2010's Indivisible and 2011's Indelible, how they're similar and different to your previous works?
Indivisible and Indelible are similar to my other suspense stories in that they balance the life and relationships of the characters with the threat and mystery of the plot. Like Indivisible, the dark element in Indelible, introduced by the antagonist, has a complex psychological dimension. There are no purely good or wholly bad people, but rather characters with past hurts, current struggles, you know, doubts, courage, and hope. In both the books, the faith element is realistic and subtle. And I think this helps these stories appeal to a mainstream audience as well as those who will see the deeper connotations. They might be a little grittier than my earlier writing, digging a little deeper into the damage we can do to each other, into human suffering. But I believe that this just casts a sharper light on the healing power of love, both divine and human.
Now, Indelible is set in Redford, Colorado. What favorite characters from Indivisible can readers expect to encounter again, and will readers need to have read Indivisible to appreciate Indelible?
Most of the characters from Indivisible have at least a mention because they make up the fabric of the town and of the story. The police chief, Jonah Westfall, is a point of view character in Indelible. Tia, Piper, and Miles all have parts, and there's even a cameo from Bob Betters. But the other main characters are new: a search and rescue volunteer, an eidetic savant sculptor, and a blind painter. And these characters, along with Jonah, carry the action. So people could read this book without reading Indivisible, but they'll enjoy the side characters more if they have the backstory.
Now, Kristen, explain to me what a person who is an eidetic savant would be dealing with, and how does this natural ability affect the character of Natalie Reeve in your novel, and how does her condition reflect certain themes in your book?
Well, eidetic memory is a form of photographic memory in which an image is captured and held for a period of time. It can be like, you know, if you look at something bright and then look away, how it kind of holds that image over whatever it is that you're looking at outside of the bright thing. It's kind of like that, only instead of just a brightness, the actual image is retained. And for the purpose of this story, I've enhanced this condition to be both a gift and a disability for this character. Natalie Reeve is especially sensitive to faces, her mind processing all the minute expressions revealed and leaving an image that can blind her to everything else until she kinesthetically processes it into another part of her mind by sculpting the image in clay. She has to. She's learned to avoid looking at people, and finds peace in, you know, like a big vista, like in the beauty of nature, that also informs her art. When she takes in an image of someone's face, it usually has an emotional impact, and it's as though she believes she's seeing them as God sees them. But the models that she makes from that can have a profound and difficult effect on the subject, so she keeps them hidden. And in the words of her counterpart, Fleur, the blind painter, she says, you sculpt what you can't help seeing. I paint what I long to see. So there's a kind of a theme of seeing at different levels in this story.
Now, finally today, share with me, Kristen, how the theme of innocence destroyed plays an important role in this novel.
Well, the antagonist in this book has identified himself with the fallen angel in Milton's Paradise Lost. And throughout the novel, his vignettes begin with quotes from that work, most of which are lamentation. His belief is formed by the damage done him as a child and drives his own actions, although the truth behind those actions is different than it first seems. He believes Trevor McDaniel, the search and rescue volunteer, is his opposite, an archangel and guardian of innocence, and that their confrontation is both his hope and his fate. Trevor does have a need to protect and rescue. Having failed to save his little brother, he carries a burden for others in danger, but even he can't imagine what this twisted soul wants from him.
Kristen Heitzman has been my guest today, and she's the author of Indelible. Kristen, we look forward to this book. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.